to the 27th Psalm, Psalm 27. We'll go ahead and read that psalm and have a few thoughts from that. And Psalm 27, the first six verses. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. From the day of trouble, he will conceal me in his tabernacle. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me, and he will lift me up on a rock. And now my head will be lifted up above, my enemies around me. I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will praise. I will sing praises to the Lord. And if you would, go back to verse 4. I'll go ahead and read that once again. One thing I have asked from the Lord, that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. Oftentimes, talking with different people or just listening to conversations or anything, people always talk about purpose. Purpose of this life, what is our purpose here, just purpose in general. And in verse 4, David's purpose and his goal is to eventually dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. So I ask you, what is your purpose? And our purpose and our goal, hopefully, is to dwell with God in heaven one day and to take as many people with us as we can. And to do that, as it talks about in Matthew and other gospels, we need to spread the gospel and bring others to Jesus. And a couple of things to remind myself that have been beneficial and hopefully proved to be beneficial to you to help me stay in remembrance of this purpose and this goal. If you would, go turn to Philippians chapter 4. There are many places that we could go tonight, but I'll just select two for tonight. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things. If we are continually dwelling on spiritual things, excellent things, pure things, it will help us maintain our focus of one day being with God and dwelling with him in heaven. And also, this isn't directly in this passage, but as if we remember that this is not our home as well, and that we have heaven to look forward to, that will also better serve us to bring us closer to that goal. And also, real quickly, in Hebrews chapter 3, if you'll turn there, Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And here, obviously, it says, encourage one another day by day. And the part I like about this verse is it says, while it is still called today. And this phrase, today, it indicates always, because whenever you ask yourself, when should I encourage someone? If you answer with today, then that would be always. And that's always looking forward to the future as well, that we can always continually encourage other people. And encouraging is beneficial not only for the encouraged, but also the encourager. It's just a great byproduct of encouragement. And doing these two things, along with others as well, will certainly help us remain focused on the true goal and our focus of being with God eternally one day. Tommy Matthews mentioned a couple weeks ago D. Bowman's quote of, if you've missed heaven, you've missed it all, and how true that is. Do we truly feel that way, though? And a famous lyric from a hymn that we've seen often here is, just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. Nothing else will matter once we get to heaven, because we'll be in heaven with God eternally. And maybe you have not begun your journey as a Christian. Why not? Why not tonight? There's no better time. And maybe you have lost that focus of the true purpose and goal that we should have on this earth to look forward to in heaven. The congregation here is very willing and able to pray for you and whatever spiritual needs you may have. Please make them known as we stand and as we sing.